Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're about 35 minutes late. Start the program at 6 minutes past the hour. My guest, Neil Ablett, talking about a book. Someone called in and asked for the author's name, so I'll give it to you again. The book is Tales from Toro Canyon and Beyond, and it goes back a number of stories we were talking about in the last segment. We've got a couple of more stories to tell. But the Ward Small III, Ward Small III. You know, there's a real estate agent named Small, and back in the 1970s, I rented a house down at the end of Orange Avenue in Goleta near the railroad tracks, and it was owned by Warren Small. Is there any relation
no
to Warren
relation,
Small?
No relation, okay. No. There is a Tim Small still up on Toro Canyon. But the,
part of the family?
Yeah, the six kids.
So we just got a few minutes left. Okay. I'm going to try to squeeze in. You got something on a murder and on Tunnel Road.
Yeah. I should just add that this book is not published. It was just printed for the museum, so you won't find it on the internet or anything. There's copies at the Carpentry Museum or at the
Ablett's Dry Cleaners yeah. or a Carpentaria Historical Museum
yeah.
if you want to pick up a copy. And there was only very few.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they'll do another printing or not.
Okay.
Anyway, a few stories. I haven't want to tell the tunnel one because that's my story.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Let's
okay.
go there.
If you go up the end of Toro Canyon and you make left, turn left on the East Valley Road, the road continues up and it's called Toro Canyon. But I insist it was not Toro Canyon in the beginning. It was Tunnel Road. And it went up to the Dalton Tunnel, which goes through the mountain. Actually, that's in the, I actually, when I was 15 years old, I went through that tunnel. It's in the book. But I've argued left and right that that was Tunnel Road. I even went to the Montecito Water Department, went through their books and everything, and they insist it was always
Toro Canyon Road.
So I went to Posibon, who has the big dairy there in the corner, who's in the book as well. And no, he swears that was Tunnel Road, but they changed the name in the 60s because of the confusion with Tunnel Road in Santa Barbara. So I had put that in there.
Road goes through what?
That road goes up, but there's housing on both sides. It used to be a brick factory up there, all kinds of weird stuff. But now it goes up to the Montecito Water Department.
But you said it was a tunnel through?
Dalton Tunnel. Dalton Tunnel goes through the mountain.
Dalton Tunnel.
Yeah, to train tracks go through there up to Hunkel. Hunkel is the dam, Jameson Lake, for water belongs to Montecito. Okay. It was quite an accomplishment for me to find out that that was really tunneled. The murder.
The murder. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, the murder.
Do a murder in 2 minutes.
Okay, I can do a murder in 2 minutes. Margaret is all I can remember her name, but there's a whole chapter on it. It occurred, I think, in the 40s or early 50s. And when the sheriff gets out there, he gets out with the assistant sheriff. And he says, where they found the body, and says, now you know, protect this area because we're going to get all the evidence. Anyway, when the sheriff comes back, or the highway patrol comes back, the assistant sheriff, deputy, had wandered all over and had really kind of destroyed
the tracks
and everything. And he wrote it off to just not knowing what he was doing. Well, it turns out this guy's very suspicious because the girl
deputy.
Babysit for his kids and was seen in his car, and his car was being, it's interesting stuff. But what gets me is that the person that was charged with the murder and then later released and said the whole story is eerie to me because I went to school with his kids at the time, not knowing, you know, the circumstances.
The kids of the man accused or the deputy?
The man accused. Who was the deputy?
They ended up accusing the deputy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he was acquitted.
Well, he went to jail for a while, and then they opened it up again. And it's all, you know, I didn't know anything about it at the time, except that I remember the kid, the son, and some strange things, you know, said about the son that I didn't connect until.
Wow. So it was never officially solved, this murder?
Officially, I believe he got away with it, if in fact he was the culprit.
Well, and then afterwards, he went up looking for the real killer, though, right? He wrote a book?
No,
I'm sorry. That's O.J. Simpson. My guest has been...
I was thinking that. You're clever.
My guest has been Neil Ablett, who, no relation to Ablett's Dry Cleaners, so if anything said in the first segment you didn't like, don't hold it against Ablett's Dry Cleaners. He's a local man. He built Ablett Tower, an extraordinary architectural gem downtown, design built by with Jeff Shelton. And his buddy from the late 50s wrote a book. The author's name is Ward Small III, and the book is Tales from Toro Canyon and Beyond. And it's a great, we touched on very little. It's a lot there. You can go down to the Carpinteria Historical Society, and there's just very few. It wasn't officially published, but Neil did him a favor and got out some copies. So you can go to Ablett's Dry Cleaners or Carpinteria Historical Society, pick up a copy. Neil, always good to talk to you. Good luck with your ball and chain.
Thank you very much. See you in 12 years.
Okay, the rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiplicity Sales Update.